This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An influential business group is proposing a sweeping reform of property taxes for next year's election. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
It's been just over a week since voters shot down Democrats' big tax proposal, but the fight over next year's ballot initiatives is already ramping up. The business group Colorado Concern is pushing a measure that would dramatically lower property tax bills and permanently slow their growth. President Mike Kopp.
We believe it is critical to take a bold stance to protect property taxpayers.
Kopp's group would have to gather more than 100,000 signatures to get on the November 2024 ballot. Democrats criticized the plan, saying it would put handcuffs on schools and cities' budgets. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The state legislature is in special session today to work on property taxes and something else. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Lawmakers will consider approving a federal program to give school children food benefits next summer. The state has to opt in by January 1st for the program to start on time. The new program, Summer EBT, would give low-income families a preloaded card with $40 per month per child in the summer. Child advocates say many children experience hunger during summer when they are out of school. The program relies on federal funding, but state lawmakers would have to approve the cost of administering the program. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The first of two Clear Creek County deputies has pleaded guilty to charges in the death of Christian Glass. Sergeant Kyle Gould took a plea deal. He will serve 2 years probation and pay a fine. The other deputy who shot Christian Glass, Andrew Buen, is expected in court in December. Glass had called 911 after his car got stuck. There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.